are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, and welcome back to Locked On Brewers, brought to you by the Locked On Podcast Network, where we talk about your favorite teams every day. And thanks for making Locked On Brewers your first listen each and every day. We post episodes daily, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, and we are free and available on all platforms. And I am your host, Jake Mastriani. You can follow me on Twitter at shortstopball. Check out my bio there to see everywhere I am covering the game of baseball. And also joining me is my co-host, Vinny Rutino. You can follow him on Twitter at Vinny Rutino. Also, please make sure that you follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcasts. So apologize, been off a couple of days here. I've been busy covering the World Series, and Vinny had some things going on, wasn't able to join. So I got a lot to catch up on today. Going to talk about Eddie Cedar, going to talk about a couple possible free agent, Nick Castellanos, and got some news items to get into as well with everybody trying to poach the Brewers front office. So get into all of that on this episode. But before we do that, let me remind you, this episode is brought to you by our friends at rockauto.com. There are so many different makes and models of automobiles these days, it's impossible to stock all the parts your car will ever need in your traditional chain store. Why worry with the hassle of answering a bunch of questions about your car at a chain store and just hoping they have the parts you need when you have the inventory of rockauto.com right in your pocket? You can pull them up on your cell phone, find any make and model of any kind of auto part that you need. And there are so many different reasons to maintain your automobile these days, but the biggest one is obviously to save money. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, sometimes even 100% more for the exact same auto part at a chain store or new car dealership? They have everything you need, from brake parts, tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. So go to rockauto.com right now, see all the parts available for your vehicle, and do us a favor, write Locked On in there, how did you hear about us box, so they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliable low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. The show is also brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. If you're looking for a fantastic tasting protein bar, then look no further. Built Bar has a ton of flavors and a wide variety of flavors at that. It's not just your regular chocolate chip fudge, or cookies and cream, which still remain some of my favorites. They have a bunch of different flavors, from coconut to raspberry. You got the mint brownie and salted caramel. There's a ton of really interesting, really cool flavors you don't normally get in protein bars. Something that's going to give you a very unique taste. Something that tastes good. And what I appreciate is they're not hard as a rock like a lot of the other protein bars out there. Has a soft middle, so it's very easy to chew and easy to get down. Very similar to a candy bar. Again, they're very good. They're very tasty, and they're great for you as well. Most of them only have about 4 to 5 grams of net carbs. So whether you like to take them before workout, after workout, as a meal replacement in the morning, or whether it's just a snack for you like it is for me, you can eat them anytime. Can't tell you enough how good they are, especially for a protein bar. So go to BuiltBar.com today. Try a bunch of different flavors to figure out which ones are your favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com and use our promo code LOCKEDON15 for 15% off your next order. Just go to BuiltBar.com today and use the promo code LOCKEDON15. All right, Vinny, so let's start with the news of Eddie Cedar retiring. I saw your post on Twitter. I know you have some history with him. So just give me your thoughts on his retirement, what he meant to the organization.
Yeah, Eddie was unbelievable. He was my first experience as a manager in pro ball. I signed as a 23-year-old non-drafted free agent. And my first workout, again, kind of a scared Division III player who was getting his chance in professional baseball. And the first guy I encounter is Eddie Cedar. He brings everyone around. He kind of sets the tone. He tells everybody the rules, how to go about their business, how to play the game. And it was just kind of just such a way to set the tone for all these young players that were experiencing professional baseball for the first time. So, and then that was just the first experience. And then all the way through, the guy just really demanded every single player play as hard as they can every single day, play the game the right way, understand how important base running is, how important all the little things were. And I truly believe to this day, I ended up becoming a very good base runner, and it is because of Eddie Cedar. It's a lot of subtle little nuances about paying attention to little different things, about where the ball's hit, outfielders, where they're playing, where infielders are playing, all these little subtle different things that go into it. And Eddie was the reason why I became good at it. The reason why a lot of my teammates became good at it is because Eddie Cedar was always watching, always paying attention to how you were paying attention to the game. And that's what Eddie Cedar made you pay attention to, small details, and the energy that he brought. It was very impactful. He was the most impactful coach that I had in my entire time in professional baseball. And he's going to be missed, but he has a phenomenal career to be celebrated. What a great opportunity to have played under Eddie Cedar. And it was just, he is very deserving of a very large congratulations.
Yeah, that's very, very good insight from somebody who has firsthand knowledge there from Eddie Cedar. I know he meant a lot to the organization. I know he brought a lot of energy, as you said. Are there any radio appropriate podcast appropriate stories for Eddie Cedar that you are willing to share on air, Vinny?
I mean, I could dumb down the some of the rhetoric here to make it more appropriate. But one story I'll never forget. He was managing our Helena Brewers team in 2003. Greg Marrera was pitching. I'll never forget it. I was playing third base. Eddie Cedar comes out for a mound visit. I just wanted to see what he was going to say to Greg Marrera. This is the third time through the order. Greg was a very confident player, very confident pitcher, right? And he thought he could do it all. And, you know, so he didn't want to be taken out of the game. So Eddie comes out, and Eddie's voice, the sweet Eddie Cedar version of his voice was just like this. I do a pretty good impersonation.
Hey, Greg, how you doing? You think you can get through this one for us?
And Greg, of course, being the guy that was very confident in himself. Yeah, Eddie, I got this. Keep me in. Let me do this. And Eddie just turns to him and says, then do it, and walks off the mound. Obviously, I'm using the PG version of that story, because right. Eddie used a couple that. Different other expletives there, but it was awesome. I mean, it really, it's like, I was like, that's the greatest mound visit I've ever seen and ever will see. And to this day, that was all back in 20 years ago, almost. So yeah. That is my favorite Eddie Cedar story. I have others that I won't share here on this podcast, but that was Eddie in a nutshell right there. Just so impactful, such a leader, and so much fun to be around.
Does Eddie know you do a great impersonation of him?
I don't know if he does. I don't know if he really knows. You know, actually, my counterpart there on Bally Sport pre and post, Tim Dillard, obviously does the best Eddie Cedar impersonation. In fact, he would get out in front of everybody during instructional league or during spring training or whatever, and dress up like Eddie and do like a whole skit. It's absolutely phenomenal. I hope I'm able to see that again someday. I think at fantasy camp, I think Dillard is going to do something like that again. So we'll see. But I do a pretty good impersonation, not as good as Dillard.
All right. Well, I appreciate you sharing those stories there and talking about Eddie. Again, I know how impactful he was for the Brewers for a long time. Let's talk about somebody who could be impactful for the Brewers going forward. And, you know, just starting to throw around names of potential targets this offseason. And I saw the name Nick Castellanos get brought up recently. Castellanos has the ability to opt out of his contract with the Reds and become a free agent. And coming off the season that he had, that seems likely. Most people think that he will. And I've heard people mention him as a potential fit for the Brewers as they look for a corner outfield, big bat to go in the middle of the order. Nick Castellanos is 29. He'll turn 30 before next season begins. So he'll play all of next year at age 30. This past season for the Reds was actually his first All-Star season, which seems kind of crazy because he's been good for a while now. But on the year, he played in 138 games, slashed .309, .362, .576 with a .939 OPS, had 34 home runs and 100 runs batted in. So been a very good player for a long time, Vinny. I think he definitely fills the need as a big bat in the middle of the order. He is right-handed. But either way, I mean, he crushes the baseball, can play corner outfield, not the best defender in the world. But you know, if Avisel Garcia does walk and the Brewers let him walk, I think Castellanos would be a great, impactful bat. Now, he is going to demand a lot of money. We talked about the fact we don't know exactly what the front office is going to do. But, I mean, you got a bat like Castellanos out there, a bat that the Brewers definitely need in the middle of the lineup. I think it would be a worthwhile target to go after Castellanos, Vinny.
No, I'm out on Castellanos. Sorry. I believe in the bat at this point. At the end of the day, he swings at too many pitches. I think that there's eventually going to be a way to pitch to this guy. I mean, obviously he's locked in, right? He's been locked in. There's an advantage of playing in Cincinnati, that I don't think he's going to have at Miller, as much, right? So, I mean, that affects you. This is a tough call for me because I don't believe in the teammate either. I don't think he's like a true winner, a true winning player like the Brewers seem to like to acquire. They like to really do their homework in terms of what kind of person that they're getting. I don't know really anything about this guy as a person. I'm watching how he goes about his business and in terms of, I don't think he's a losing player. You know, like some guys out there that are really just kind of selfish. I don't think he's an impactful winning player that it seems like the Brewers need that box checked in order to acquire, and especially in order to pay him the kind of dollars that they're going to demand from him, right? Or he's going to demand from them. So that's my take on any of these free agents is that, okay, got to check some boxes. And if they don't, then you got to not kind of pay him as much, right? Kind of where they were with Avisel Garcia. That was a cheaper sign, even though talk about $12 million a year is a cheaper sign or whatever. That's just where the game is at today. But I don't think Avisel checked all the boxes, but they were able to get value right there, right? So, I mean, you're talking about a lot of dollars, probably what, 20, he's going to be getting 20 a year, Castellanos at least, right? So I'm not in on that for that much money, but if it was cheaper, yeah, I'd be in. I mean, obviously, he's an impactful bat, but the other things scare me a little bit.
Yeah, no, that's a fair point, because if he does opt out of his contract with the Reds, I mean, he's turning down $16 million over the next two seasons with a $20 million mutual option for 2024. So he'd be turning down a good bit of money, and obviously, if he is going to turn that down, he's going to want, you know, at least that, probably look for a 4 or 5 year deal at around $18 million a year. For me, that price tag is too high for the Brewers. I do like the bat. I think the bat plays. I do worry about the defense, but you could potentially have the DH coming in to play, but the Brewers already have several hitters that fit that bill. So somebody's got to play in the field. But I do like the bat. I think you would fit nicely into the lineup. You could insert him behind Yelich, or in front of Yelich, rather. Either way, I think he would be a big bat there for them, but I do think he's probably going to outprice what the Brewers are willing to spend there. All right, let's take one more break, and we'll come back, get into a lot of news items over the last couple of days. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. You got the MLB postseason going on, NBA just started up. You got the NFL and college football seasons in full swing. Get all the latest news, odds, and info for all your sporting needs, including those sports and others like UFC, MMA, all of that at betonline.ag. Before the next pitch, head on over to BetOnline on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. It's just your chance to get into the game. Head to your website or mobile device and sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit when you use our promo code LOCKEDON. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. All right, so Vinny, you may have been paying attention to the news this week. I know you had a lot going on there, but teams continue to, well, mainly just the Mets, continue to try to poach from the Brewers front office. They first went after Stearns, and the Brewers said, no thanks, he's under contract, you can't speak to him, which is the smart move. And then they tried to go after GM Matt Arnold, and reportedly he has withdrawn his name from the Mets GM job. So it looks like the Brewers are going to keep both of those guys in place. Again, Stearns is under contract for at least one more year. But Benny, I think this speaks very highly of what the Brewers have in the front office there and just the job that they've done. I mean, it's it's always good that when there's an opening, people look to your team because that tells you that you're doing the right thing. But it's great to see that those guys are going to be staying around.
They've done a phenomenal job, right? I mean, they've really just pushed all the right buttons. I've talked to a number of scouts in the stands when I was doing Valley pre and post this year, just some counterparts throughout the league from my scouting days with the Rangers, and just kind of chatting it up with them. And I think the consensus is around the game that these guys do an amazing job, right? I mean, they make amazing in season moves that really help solidify a winning team and a winning product out on the field. They find the holes that need to be plugged, the holes that need to be filled, little adjustments that need to be made throughout the season. Not all their moves are turn out well, right? I mean, that's just part of it. They're not going to. But they're using the data and the analytics and then the scouting looks, it seems, to kind of come up with the best decision. There's a science to what they're doing. There's also a little bit of art as well, because they are using the scouting looks and the scouting takes on who would be good fits. And then they're using a lot of information. What I really like about how they go about it is they're using information that they get from their scouts and from their contacts around the game to find out whether or not a player should be added if they have that winning type of mentality, right? If they're going to add to that winning chemistry, that winning culture to this team, because this team has that and then some, right? This team really, really does have that feel of, 26 guys pulling in the right direction, pulling in the same direction to win. And it doesn't seem like they will acquire a guy unless they check that box. Okay. So I do like that about what they've been able to do or what they do and how they go about their process. So phenomenal job by these two guys and by the whole front office. They've just pushed a lot of the right buttons at this point. So, I mean, you can't really say anything other than that. I mean, they've done such a great job and they put a fun winning product out on the field, right, in these last 4 years. So that's what's been so cool about watching what they do.
Yeah, so hopefully Brewers fans can breathe a sigh of relief here, knowing that their guys in the front office will be around, because, like Vinny said, I think they've done a great job of the chemistry they've built here, what they've built in far as a winning atmosphere, getting to the postseason. So I think they'll continue to build on that. And as me and Vinny have talked about several times now, this team is set up to do really good things over the next several years here and hopefully get to a World Series and win a World Series in the next 3 to 5 years. Also, the Gold Glove finalists were released the other day. You had Colton Wong and Jackie Bradley Jr. named as finalists. We know certainly that Colton Wong is one of the best defensive second basemen in all of baseball. I would imagine he's probably the front runner for that award, having won it a couple times now. Jackie Bradley Jr. Surprised me a little bit as a finalist in center field, just because I didn't think he played a ton out there. I don't think he would win it. I think Harrison Bader might actually win that award. But Vinny, just your thoughts on those two as Gold Glove finalists. Do you think either one of them win it?
I think Colton has a chance to win it. I don't think, like you said, I don't think Jackie Bradley probably, he doesn't have really a chance to win it just because he didn't play enough. Especially, and he didn't hit enough, right? I mean, I think hitting has an impact on this award
for sure.
But I was amazed at how good of a center fielder Jackie Bradley Jr. is and how well he played out there despite how bad he hit. I mean, I think he set a record for lowest weighted runs created ever in the history of the game for a hitter with over 300 at-bats or something like that. I think that's right. Someone check me on that, but I think he was, like, historically bad with a bat.
Yeah. It was bad.
Yeah. And he did not let it affect his defense. His defense was as advertised and better, I thought. That deke that he made on Jacob Stallings in Pittsburgh, where he made everyone feel like it was a home run, and he caught it at the warning track and threw out Jacob Stallings at first base. It was unbelievable. I've never seen a play like that. It was absolutely phenomenal. The jumps and the routes that he gets, and just absolutely incredible out there. I think Wong has a chance to win it just because he had a very good offensive season, and then he's just so steady at second base. He makes it look so easy. He makes very difficult plays look super easy. So that is what I think he's got a pretty decent chance to win the Gold Glove, and I hope he does.
Yeah. And then it was reported that Ethan Small is going to be pitching in the Winter League. So actually, he's already pitched in a game there. Not of insignificance. Certainly, Small's season was kind of cut short. They want him to get some more innings and prepping him for 2022. And Vinny, I think this is a guy much like Aaron Ashby that we could see pushing for the rotation next year. And I think that's really why the Brewers want to see him, you know, get some more innings under his belt this offseason, kind of prepping for that in 2022.
Yeah, I mean, I like this guy a lot. I saw him two innings when I was scouting 2019. I saw him pitch two innings in rookie ball. I just loved how he went about his business. I loved the confidence. I loved the mound presence. I liked his stuff. I don't think his stuff is totally overpowering, but it's deceptive. And then he's got a good changeup and a developing breaking ball to go along with it. I think he can pitch. I think he can start at the big league level. His ceiling is a little bit limited just in terms of his stuff. I think he's got like a mid rotation ceiling, but that is really valuable. And I hope he gets to that ceiling. But yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting that he's in winter ball, just to kind of up his innings. I would imagine that they would kind of bring him along slowly next year, kind of similar to Ashby, but we'll see. And if they think he's ready to kind of go right into the rotation. I would imagine they would limit his innings next year a little bit, kind of ramp it up next year if he's throwing in winter ball. Or maybe they have plans for like a bullpen type of a role for him next year, similar to Ashby. So we'll see. But I do like Ethan Small. I do like his stuff. I do like how he goes about his business on the mound.
Yeah, I've always loved Ethan Small coming out of Mississippi State. You know, like you said, I don't think the ceiling is necessarily as high for him as it is for Ashby, but I also think the floor is not very low either. I think he's, you know, somewhere in the 2 at his best, 4 at his worst type of starter for me. So I'm really high on Ethan Small. I think he's going to be very good for the Brewers. I'm excited to see him pitch in the winter leagues and hopefully get a shot next season as well. But that rotation is going to be crowded. And then finally, a little World Series update. The Braves and Astros tied at 1 game apiece, going back to Atlanta for game 3. Vinny, I don't know how locked in you've been to the World Series, but your thoughts on it and who you think's got the leg up going forward in the World Series?
Man, I mean, the Astros have to have the leg up at this point, just in terms of the roster and what's on paper with Morton breaking his fibula, right? So I think, at the end of the day, the Braves are going to have to work some Braves magic like they have been doing all postseason. I am rooting like crazy for the Braves. I can't stand the Astros. I don't know if I went on record enough yet about how much I hate the Astros. So I'm on record, hate the Astros, want the Braves to really, really pull this thing through. Think they can do it. The bats are going to really have to kind of carry them at this point. And, it's going to be a fun one. I do want to see 7 games though. I will say that I don't hate the Astros that much that I don't want to see an exciting World Series. I want to see them lose in 7 though. So yeah, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah. And the Charlie Morton thing was unfortunate, but Vinny, have you ever heard of somebody pitching on a broken leg? I mean, the guy, I think he threw 12 or 16 pitches, something like that. Got like 4 outs on a broken leg. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's a non-weight-bearing bone, but yeah, no, I'm with you. I mean, it just goes to show the adrenaline that is going through these guys and the amount of focus that's like, okay, that it was probably very painful for him, but just to continue to pitch through it was pretty incredible. I mean, it just goes to show the competitor that Charlie Morton is and how good he is and how important he is for the Braves, but that is a definite blow. But yeah, what a competitor. What a tough cookie.
Yeah, so if you are a baseball fan, I mean, make sure you're locked into the World Series this weekend. Could be the last bit of Major League Baseball we get for a while. And like Vinny said, hopefully it is an entertaining series, and hopefully we get more even after the weekend. Hopefully it does go seven. But I just wanted to give you a quick World Series update there. Well, that will do it for this episode of Locked On Brewers. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at Locked On Brewers. Follow me at Shortstop Ball and Vinny at Vinny Rotino. Also, make sure that you rate, review, and subscribe to the Locked On Brewers podcast wherever you get your podcast, and we will talk to you next time.
You are Locked On Brewers, your daily Milwaukee Brewers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.